Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Well, this is actually one that I used yesterday, and it worked out really well.
Really?
Yeah. I should actually be working on it now while Ellie's still asleep. When you're looking for something to do, and I'm sure we all are in that boat, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of changing things up. There's only so many coloring books and activities, and, you know, I'm quite frankly tired of cleaning the marker off my kitchen counter. Because Ellie's in that stage where you color the whole page.
Yeah.
And then you flip it over and color the other one, but the marker's still wet.
That's so cute.
Oh, you can see exactly what she was drawing. So, let's go forward. We come with an idea that let's help her with getting to know her alphabet. So, you take sticky notes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you write all the letters, A through Z, and we hit them all over the first floor of the house. Now, the challenging thing is hiding them on words, you know, like D is hidden on the door. So you can kind of teach her as you're doing that, which actually is quite challenging for the adult because you're kind of looking around and you got to pick things that aren't too hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I hit one really good. It was the I, and I hit it like in between. We have this thing hanging on the wall that has little holes in it. Like slit.
Oh my gosh.
Nobody would have been able to find it.
I'm glad you don't own a xylophone. That would be tough.
I do. No, I don't. Like, that's the tough thing. Like, X and you know, Z and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
For F, I did try to stick it on Floyd, one of her dogs, but he wasn't having it. But, I mean, that's a way to pass time.
Yeah, that's
if
good.
If your kids are younger, like mine are. Now, Tracy, obviously, your kids would just have a scavenger hunt. But, again, you can hide little things and be like, find a doll with blonde hair.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Type of thing, right?
Absolutely.
So that's a good way to keep everyone. And then I'll tell you what, it's entertaining for the person hiding it. Because I'm not going to lie, I forgot where I put the letter T, and it took us, I don't know, 2 hours to find it. And it was out of nowhere. I put it on the side of a filing cabinet. I don't even know why.
Well, I don't either.
Sitting there. But Ellie found it.
I'd have put it on the toilet.
That was a, see? You should come over and play this game.
There you go.
Okay.
I love it. Well, you know, mine, a big shout out to my friend Maureen, who listens to the show every morning from Thor.
Bless her
she
heart.
She sent, yes, that's awesome. She texted me something that I'm going to expand on because I think it's just so important to remind of everybody right now. It can be very isolating, you know. Not all of us have a house full. That we're, you know, quarantining with. And, you know, just reach out to family, you know, via phone or email or text during this time. I know I called my aunt and uncle yesterday in Pennsylvania to see how they were doing. And as I look even at, you know, my friend mentioned this morning that her daughter is doing play practice via Zoom, which, I mean, isn't it fascinating how our world is adapting and changing? But I also wanted to mention something that my family did last weekend. All in different parts of the country played Pictionary through Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
So there we are, you know, playing Pictionary with relatives in Ohio and Pennsylvania. And I know a lot of people are doing this because, you know, you really, with this technology, can feel like you're there. And it can be really helpful. So, you know, reach out to somebody today that just you never know how much they might need that phone call or like I said, using technology, email or whatever it is, just to keep them in the loop and just to help us all feel more normal.
Boy, my life hack makes it feel so irrelevant with those two important ones you two just did. Gee. All I'm doing is trying to make your chips taste better.
Oh, but that's very important that's very right important. Now as we all gain the quarantine 15.
Well, to make your chips taste better, you open the bag from the bottom where all the flavor sinks to.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes something so simple. I mean, that's brilliant.
Yes, insignificant,
I love
but
it.
Brilliant.
Jack,
yes.
Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier. 101.